From San Francisco, this is Sundown Lounge. Show number 334. It's Friday, August 9th, 2013.
Isaiah. He arrived at irregular hours to take her sailing at sunset, or for whirlwind sex on mountaintops, or to dance with fireflies, angels. She never knew when he'd return, appearing in and out like a fickle ghost, but she was seduced by his madness. In their hours of passion lying skin to skin, breath to breath beneath a grinning moon, she found comfort just being. But one day Isaiah didn't return. She found her key beneath her welcome mat and a note that said simply, "Gotta run." One morning while she was looking at their photos of impromptu trips to admire rainbows or make angels in the snow, he was back. He begged her to let him in, pleading that this time he might stay forever. He brought her a gift, a white rose, a symbol, he said, and she said, "Yes."
This girl was born with a set of chords. It was like she'd never heard a note before. That's why the birds disappear every time she is near. When she sings, but when she sings, to me it sounds beautiful. From her lips, the long lights are fading, the band keeps on playing, and all of the while she's singing for me.
That was When She Sings by Little Brother Eli, a blues outfit from Oxford, UK, the musical love child of Alex Grew and Joshua Rigel. In their forthcoming debut EP, they have extracted the rich melodies of blues and combined them with the excitement of old-school hip-hop and an injection of good old rock and roll. Before that, we had Isaiah by Melanie Sims, an award-winning poet from Sunbury, Pennsylvania, with over 175 publications of poetry in numerous magazines, newspapers, and literary journals, including the Santa Cruz Sentinel, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Taj Mahal Review, Penn Review, University of Pennsylvania, and Clam from UC Berkeley. She is the author of a book of poetry titled Waking the Muse. And by the way, she is the reason I added poets to my Geek Notes admonition about email attachments. And she just missed being canned, along with the few bands who still occasionally jam up my inbox and never get heard. Anyway, this week I went back through the collection of submitted songs in the pending pile over the past 6 months or so. Some by previous features, others by musicians who dig the show. Hey, I suspect a huge chunk of my global audience is indie musicians, which is why I don't really bother with monetizing this puppy. It's a nice international mix of new sounds to enjoy with headphones and air conditioning. So, welcome to show 334 through the summer transom.
This podcast is a member of the Association of Poetry Podcasting
at poetrypodcasting.org.
This is a laid-back and often explicit, you bet your ass, weekly international pod zine of extremely eclectic music, spoken word, weird science, progressive politics, interesting audio goodies, and occasional etc. My website is dublarrywinfield.com. Hey, Geek Notes. Okay, this is a big one. Beginning with happy birthday props, well, belated props, to Chicago poetry scene buddy and publisher at Puddinhead Press, Dave Getchick, who achieved his milestone yesterday the 8th. Fellow poetry pal Elizabeth Marino, who's a facilitator with SAGE Creative Writing Workshop at the Center on Halsted, on Saturday the 10th, Association of Poetry Podcasting member and senior systems analyst Will Brown, who's chilling in the general DC area, on Wednesday the 14th. And hey, man, cool photo with the press. And fellow poetry buddy and director of Border Bend Arts Collective, Dan Godston, and Chi-Town poet, Susan James, on Friday the 16th. Okay, poetry scene gig notices. Tonight on the Eastern Seaboard, specifically from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, at Zuma Coffee House in Marshall, North Carolina, there's a book reading and release party for new books by Keith Flynn, oh, the book is Colony Collapse Disorder, and Leanne Brown, ooh, two books, In the Laurels, Caught, and Crowns of Charlotte. Madison County native Keith Flynn is an accomplished poet and musician who's been performing worldwide since the early 90s. He was the front man for the popular Asheville group Crystal Zoo, and is the editor of the Asheville Poetry Review. Leanne Brown's two new books of poetry are the beginning of a long project entitled NC Ode. The first title is a love letter to Madison County, while the second is a journey into childhood memories and the complex legacy of Queen Charlotte of England. Ms. Brown divides her time between Marshall, North Carolina, and New York City, where she's Associate Professor of English at St. John's University in Queens. Cool. In Chi-Town, on Saturday from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Daylight Time, catch the Red Rover series, experiment number 66. Writer, Who Are You? Identity and Creativity. Featuring Elizabeth Marino, who was recently interviewed and reviewed by the editor of the London-based Femficatio, Timothy David Ray, a Chicago-based writer-performer whose plays and performance pieces have been seen and heard around Chicago and out of state, and the Newtown Writers, founded in 1982 and created with the mission of fostering queer literature through workshops, readings, publications, performances, and promotion of LGBT writers' work. Go to Outer Space Studios, 1474 North Milwaukee Avenue. Ain't that the Flatiron Building? Suggested donation is $4. On Sunday the 11th, jet on over to the Hawaii Record Fair, happening at McKinley High School in the cafeteria. And I'm guessing the Big Island. From 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Hawaii time. Last year's was the first ever event. It was enormously popular in the local music community, and people arrived in droves from start to finish. It's a $5 admission, $10 early entry if you get there at 9 a.m. Okay, back in Chicago on Wednesday the 14th, it's time once again for Elizabeth's Crazy Little Thing, the open mic variety show hosted by Chicago poet Elizabeth Harper and Rich Experience at Phyllis's Musical Inn, 1800 West Division. The 10 p.m. Central Daylight Time feature will be GPA, Greatest Poet Alive. The theme for the open mic will be Turn Up the Heat. GPA is an award-winning author and poet from the South Side, and thus far he has written and published 4 books of poetry, including his latest, Revenge of the Orgasm. Very cool. Okay, in non-poetry gig doings, I got a timely Million Facts March action page from the Peace Team, with the aim to support whistleblowers like Edward Snowden and Bradley Manning, and call for closing Guantanamo, not our embassies. It's worth a look. Got a new song from Nine Inch Nails that I couldn't put in the open mic stage because they explicitly didn't make available a version for free download. It's Came Back Haunted from the forthcoming album Hesitation Marks, coming out on September 3rd, with a video directed by David Lynch. Since it's on YouTube, I have said video on the page with a warning that if you're prone to epileptic seizures due to flashing lights, you may want to skip it. I got a plugger from Brett Newsky, who's beginning a 3-month tour this week with a ton of August and early September dates in the Midwest. Then he's shooting down to South Africa before moving on to the UK and Ireland. And lastly, West Coast blues rocker Brad Wilson's August newsletter is chock full of dates, video, and info on his new album, Hands on the Wheel, coming out in October. He's been performing shows throughout California in places like Westwood, Sacramento, Jackson, Long Beach, San Francisco, Gilroy, and Coarse Gold. The shows are going great. The musicians are playing super, and it's lots of fun seeing people enjoying the dog days of summer with music. Geek Notes details are on the Map Room page. If you have promos, pluggers, gig info, an art opening, etc., send me an email. The address is sundownlounge@larrywinfield.com, and bands, musicians, and poets, download links, no attachments, please.
Transfer complete.
Okay, the open mic stage, my eclectic summer transom mix, continues with The Beast Speaks, an experimental conscious hip-hop piece with an assist by Professor Stephen Hawking, by Maxis Ludwig, a.k.a. Bliss, I think, one half of the hip-hop duo Ascended Masters, based in Hawaii. I think. Sometimes the info on Bandcamp pages isn't definitive. They have a nice boom-bap jazzy influence of music, along with a peaceful message of love, peace, and positivity. Next up, it's critical hit Loopy Remix by No More Kings, the LA rock-pop-funk duo of Pete Mitchell and Neil DeGrade, who've been making music together since they were in high school. It's easy to hear their influences, like Michael Jackson, Boston, Genesis, The Beatles, and The Beastie Boys. This is a free cut from their website. And after that, we have Epais, or Thick, in French. The title cut from the new 8-song EP of Ambient Goodness by DJ Unwind, a mysterious and active American producer and remixer who hangs out somewhere on the northern frontier. As a producer, he's noted mostly for his laid-back grooves and trip-hop style of production, but he has evolved as a musician and multi-instrumentalist who continues to collaborate regularly, including his most recent collaboration with UK guitarist Paul Allender, who records together under the pseudonym Oceans of Velvet. Nice.
Nothing bigger or older than the universe. The questions I would like to talk about are: 1. Where did we come from? How did the universe come into being? Are we alone in the universe? Is there alien life out there? What is the future of the human race? Up until the 1920s, everyone thought the universe was essentially static and unchanging in time. Then it was discovered that the universe was expanding. Distant galaxies were moving away from us. This meant they must have been closer together in the past. If we extrapolate back, we find they must have all been on top of each other about 15 billion years ago. This was the Big Bang, the beginning of the universe. But was there anything before the Big Bang? If not, what created the universe? Why did the universe emerge from the Big Bang the way it did? We used to think that the theory of the universe could be divided into two parts. First, there were the laws like Maxwell's equations and general relativity that determined the evolution of the universe, given its state over all space at one time. And second, there was the question of the initial state of the universe. We have made good progress on the first part, but now have the knowledge of the laws of evolution in all but the most extreme conditions. But until recently, we have had little idea about the initial conditions for the universe. However, this division into laws of evolution and initial conditions depends on time and space being separate and distinct. Under extreme conditions, general relativity and quantum theory allow time to behave like another dimension of space. This removes the distinction between time and space, and means the laws of evolution can also determine the initial state. The universe can spontaneously create itself out of nothing. Moreover, we can calculate the probabilities that the universe is created in different states. These predictions are in excellent agreement with observations by the WMAP satellite of the cosmic microwave background, which is an imprint of the very early universe. We think we have solved the mystery of creation. Maybe we should patent the universe and charge everyone royalties for their existence. Charge everyone royalties for their existence. I now turn to the second big question. Are we alone, or is there other life in the universe? Now turn to the second big question. Are we alone, or is there other life in the universe?
It's time to stop the show. We got it under control. You know it's nice, hot, cold, and we're ready to roll. Driving the past, I stink it downstairs, but there's something waiting for us. We make a plan of attack, we're fighting back to back. I'm gonna have to stack a little slash and hack to keep on dissing me, my low dexterity. Wait until they hear the chorus. Da 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 da. Now it's wall to wall, we're watching foes are falling, but it's time to pause, cause Mother Nature's calling. I'll be back in a second, and I continue the reckoning, they will still be waiting for us. And the pressure grows, so make a saving throw, to introduce something, but we turn the lights down low. My arm is exposed, and getting full of holes, think I need another chorus.
Everybody sing, oh yeah,
it's a critical hit.
Everybody sing, oh yeah,
it's a critical hit.
Everybody sing, oh yeah.
Okay, this set is more electronic and danceable. Opening with Come Count the Sheep with Me by Sara Solbloma, a Swedish pop artist whose last name means sunflower. The song is indie neo-80s electropop with her Minnie Mouse vibing vocals at the front. She debuted in 97, fights for the right to be different and go her own way, and is probably better known from the MTV hit Sandman under the artist's name Kin. Interesting video too. Next up is Le Vent qui Parle, or The Wind That Speaks, a new summer chill-out tune by Fous de la Mer, Ibiza's favorite band, a.k.a. Sol Ruiz de Galarreta, Jean-Claude Van der Meinsbrug, and Marco Bussian. Oh, by the way, Ibiza, if you don't know, is an island in the Mediterranean, 79 kilometers east off the coast of the town of Valencia in Spain. It's followed by Bangraka, Hold That Guile, a dubstep dancehall number by Indigenous, purveyor of quality rhythms since 1996, who specializes in dubstep, dub, dancehall, and global bass music. He splits his time between London and Cape Town and has incorporated slide didgeridoo into his live performances. Crazy.
Call myself 8. Hey, come on, come to sleep with me. 9. They are to morning. 17, 18.
Tide is turning, don't you know?
9-9-9, I'm murder not the bed. When time be bad, man, pushing me third leg. The girl, she a ball, rip off me bed head. I say she to a nail, then rip off me spread. She a scream, she a holler, she a ball, she a big box. See for my act, rock, blood, 100. Me looking at she eye, I see the water shed. At that time, me know, so she dead. 9-9-9, murder not, murder not, murder. 9-9-9, murder not, girl.
Okay, this set is all new folk from the UK. First, The Mines of Spennymoor by The Deadly Winters from Edinburgh, Scotland. The lads have created some of the most wonderfully heartfelt and emotive story-based music around today, most of which have deep-rooted historical content. This song comes from their new release, Raise the Coin. Next up is a short interlude from one of the Music Bed artists. It's Snapshot 07, Dinner for Seven, by Neil Dube, a Sheffield-based composer who's been writing music for short films and promo videos and doing it for close to 20 years. He's currently working on the soundtracks for a number of short films and is always on the lookout for interesting projects. And after that, it's The Garden of England by Fitz, a unique London band whose new EP, Handmade, is set for release on Monday, August 19th as a digital download and a limited edition 99-copy physical merchandise collection, which includes the EP, original Fitz-branded tea blends, and a limited edition t-shirt in collaboration with Sheffield-based independent clothing company, Our Kid Apparel. Very cool.
Thank you. slow through the city, creeping southeast beyond the break dawn of old love and cold ground. Please teach us so to be, for we know not we're untoughed and self-indulgent thought. Just enough to speak.
Set opens with a beautifully evocative number, Everything But the Boy, featuring Heidi Vogel by Red Eye, the brainchild of Trevor Perfect, until recently a London-based artist who hates biographies. With no musical training to speak of, he can play a range of instruments to good effect, slowly building up tracks layer by layer until the song is complete. He does not have a publishing or recording contract, so do get in touch if you enjoy his music. The hope is that his debut CD will act as a catalyst for further projects and link up with singers of different styles and genres. The singer, Heidi Vogel, has worked with Cirque du Soleil, the Cinematic Orchestra, and the Jimmy Kimmel Show, among others. She's been touring since 2005 from all over Europe to South Africa, Australia, Japan, Malaysia, the US, Brazil, and the Middle East, and has headlined at many festivals, including the Big Chill, the Blue Note Jazz Festival, and the Vienna Jazz Festival. The song, by the way, is a narrative of an election where the good guy is hounded and ridiculed by a rampant right-wing press and establishment, while the joke is praised beyond his abilities and wins the election. And we close out the stage with a bang. Riders on the Storm. Not the Doors number, but a rocker from the new CD Evil Must Die by My Woshin Mashin, a Russian-German power trio that plays eclectic electronic, crossover, rock, dance, and punk. Similar to The Knife, Moby, The Prodigy, Bloodhound Gang, and KMFDM, which, if you didn't know what their initials meant, it's Kill Motherfucking Depeche Mode. Sorry, couldn't help it. The band was created in 2010 when B.B. Toulon and Hugo Simons left their previous bands and decided to make something new and different. Together with Wolfgang Schirmann, their German friend who lives in Berlin and wears a crocodile mask. Crank it.
Everything but the boy, Lordy, Lordy. They lied about the boy. Lights go out on the boy. There's a welcome for the boy, but in some other hillside, I'm sorry, but it's too late for the boy. On the hustings, they're pushing the vote out, and you're so trusting. From soapbox to soft soap, oh my God, this man's a joke. Now they're looking for the boy, but nobody sees him. They're sorry, but it's too late for the boy. I've seen them coming, I've seen them go. I see the misery they'll never know. Turn this page over and start me again. Find me a bottle and find me a friend. I've seen this coming with 2020 vision. Five years cold and blue, another sentence. And it's all because of you. I thought he was worth his weight, his waiting years. But it all ended in tears, though the message was quite clear. Nobody's listening. I'm sorry, but it's too late for the boy. I'm sorry, but it's too late for the boy.
We'll be right back. You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
The Map Room, my hangout for weird science and alternative tech, has items this week from io9 and Gizmodo. Item 1. Tomorrow's anti-seizure medication may be a soft piece of silk planted in your brain, slowly releasing chemicals that have been locked into its absorbent fibers. A silk is soft and strong, and it can be designed to melt into nothing after a certain number of days. This makes it perfect for use in extremely delicate parts of the body. What is new is how Rebecca L. Williams-Karnesky and her colleagues used it for a timed-release therapy in rats experiencing epileptic seizures. They soaked the silk implants in adenosine, a chemical that the brain releases naturally to suppress seizures. Rats with the silk brain implants still had seizures, but their numbers were reduced fourfold. Soon, the treatment could be tested on humans. The full geeky details are at the National Institutes of Health website. Item 2. Our modern understanding of reality is based on some fundamental concepts: that the world around us is tangible, that the theory of relativity holds, that cause and effects works as we'd expect, and that humans have free will. But take quantum theory at face value, and it turns out the four can't coexist together. That seems like it could be a problem. Anyway, we have a video put together by New Scientist as part of YouTube's Geek Week that attempts to explain this conundrum. And finally, item 3, which ain't exactly geeky, but I consider this a public service. Nothing feels worse than getting a speeding ticket in the mail. But here's a real kick in the ass. A report from the Washington, D.C. metro area suggests that the cameras used to catch you might not be planned by the rules. In fact, the camera contractors might be fudging the evidence to make sure you can't challenge the tickets. Driving Politics website, the newspaper, reports that DC camera contractor American Traffic Solutions has started cropping photos and repositioning cameras to make the citations issued as a result of photo evidence harder to challenge in court. A court recently ruled that if any additional vehicles are visible in a gotcha photo, it can be questioned. What's more, the camera repositioning makes it impossible to see the lines drawn on the side of the road, which are designed to act as a secondary check against the radar. Now, we all know, the plain fact is, these cameras are an inexpensive way for city governments to pull in a buttload of money. So, the next time you think you've been busted, look long and hard at that ticket to make sure that you're not being taken advantage of by a shoddy contractor. Please visit the Map Room for the complete articles with links, the Geek Notes bits, the archives from previous shows, and the cool maps I found on the Map Room page. Okay, there's no Venue Verite this time out, so the music bed this week is Across the Desert by the aforementioned Neil Dube from Sheffield, followed by Going for the Gold by Opulent Sounds, a.k.a. Matt Richardson from Los Angeles, curated from Music Clout. He creates vivid soundscapes designed to carry you out of your world and into that flowing, grooving place you really want to be. Matt has collaborated with some of today's foremost visionary artists to create stunning sounds for the music, film, lounge, and club worlds. He designed the sound for the Boney James track, You Don't Have to Go Home, on his Grammy-nominated 2004 release, Pure. And in 2011, his first scoring gig was for the film Cravenous, by director Carolyn Cavallero. And hey, if you dig the show, you can subscribe on my pod page, Podcast Pickle, and Juice, among other places. My show, once again, is back in iTunes. Just look in the podcast directory. My personal podcast, The Patio, is at Podomatic. My catalog of audio, poetry, and fiction is on sale through my publishing imprint, 1223 Press, found on my website and Facebook. Catch videos of featured bands on my TV Room page and my YouTube channel, Soapbox Cinema. Okay, next week's episode, show 335 on August 16th, will pop in on a country I've touched on, in fact, touched on this week, but hadn't featured exclusively, Spain. Should be very interesting. I'm Larry, enjoying the vibe at my garret in the Mission, and this is Sundown Lounge from San Francisco.